Welcome. You're listening to a recording provided for the use of the blind and print impaired. Materials or items read on Ayers Allais are the copyright property of the original authors and publishers. No unauthorized use or duplication is permitted. There's something new on Ayers Allais every day. Hello, this is Roger Baker, and every Monday we bring you the latest news from the world of entertainment. The following three articles are from the online website TMZ.com. Our first article, Fred Durst, Limp Bizkit. UMG screwed us out of millions of dollars. Fred Durst and Limp Bizkit are suing one of the biggest record companies in the world, claiming they are getting royally screwed out of millions of dollars in royalties and other profits. According to a new lawsuit obtained by TMZ, Fred and his band-claimed Universal Music Group has stiffed them on their share of royalties, despite their music getting over 3 billion streams in the past 2 years alone. In the docs, Fred and Limp Bizkit claim UMG did not have any intention of ever paying them royalties, and may be screwing tons of other artists out of streaming money. Fred and LB claim UMG designed and implemented royalty software systems that deliberately conceal artists' royalties and keep the money in UMG's coffers. What's more, Fred and his band claim record deals they signed when they were just getting started in the 1990s screwed them out of boatloads of cash. Fred says he also had agreements with record execs for 50-50 profit splits on certain musical ventures, but never ended up collecting what he claims he was owed under the deals. Fred also claims he was promised 10% of profits from Stained after discovering the band and signing them to the label under the UMG umbrella, but he says his payments abruptly stopped on that deal in 2012. All told, Fred and Limp Bizkit estimate they easily could be owed over $200 million, and they are going after UMG for damages. We reached out to UMG, and so far, no word back. Next, Jennifer Aniston and Pedro Pascal, not dating, despite rumors. Jennifer Aniston and Pedro Pascal are not together, despite tons of speculation that the two are an item. The stars were photographed together over the weekend, chatting in the valet area of the Sunset Tower Hotel in West Hollywood, after having dinner at the property's Tower Bar, sparking tons of dating rumors online. However, sources with direct knowledge tell TMZ they are not dating, and the dinner was with a group of people, not just the two of them alone. Instead, our sources say Jennifer and Pedro are just friends with lots of mutual friends, and things are platonic, as has been the case between them for years now. As you were. And finally, Robert Kardashian, former OJ hideout pad, sells for $5.1 million. The LA area home once owned by attorney Robert Kardashian, where OJ Simpson laid low before his 94 arrest, has officially been sold. The new owners of the 6-bedroom, 9-bathroom Encino home dropped a hefty $5.1 million after comedian Russell Peters listed it in late December. Peters, who picked up the legendary place for $5.6 million back in 2017, was initially hoping to nab $5.995 million for it. The 8,000 square feet of living space is pretty wild, with floating staircases, a custom pool and spa, a fire pit, and more. And, of course, it's got some serious Hollywood history. This San Fernando Valley pad is where O.J. laid low before his infamous Bronco chase and arrest following the 94 murders of Nicole Brown Simpson and Ron Goldman. Kardashian, who owned the place, was tight with O.J. and was even part of his legal defense dream team. Kardashian, who died in 2003, was of course Kim Kardashian's father. A few months ago, Russell mentioned on Patrick Bet David's podcast that the home was sold to him by the developer. Safe to say, the house has been fully redone since the infamous trial, so the new owners won't be stumbling upon any true crime relics. If you want to learn more about Ayers Allais and the types of programs we offer, follow us by clicking on any of the social media links at the top of our webpages. If you like what you see or hear, please click the like button. This podcast is for the sole use of our blind and print-impaired audience. Any unauthorized use is prohibited. We'll be back again next Monday with more news from the fascinating world of entertainment. I'm Roger Baker.